Critics of the federal government's remote work for the Dole program have called it a costly failure that's delivered hundreds of thousands of fines to unemployed people. The government is reviewing its community development program, but a new report says it's helped fewer than one in five people into an ongoing job. The Indigenous Affairs Minister has questioned claims from Aboriginal organisations that the scheme is driving communities further into poverty. Here's Indigenous Affairs correspondent Bridget Brennan.
About 33,000 people in Australia's most remote regions take part in the Work for the Dole scheme CDP. Most of those people are Aboriginal and they're required to work for 25 hours a week to receive their Centrelink payment. On the Ngunnawarra lands in far eastern Western Australia, there have been problems when people are fined for not showing up.
If you get into a breach situation, the time it takes to get back on a payment can be, we've had people off payments for 6 to 8 weeks. You've got people that don't have any money coming into their families for long periods of time.
Jared Coffey is chief executive of the Ngunnawarra lands, which runs CDP in several communities.
Unfortunately, what we've had is older people who are on old age pensions or carers pensions, they don't come under the CDP program, so there's a smaller number of people being sort of required to support a larger number of people.
A report from the Australia Institute claims CDP has supported one in five people into a job and only one in ten remain in the job for 6 months. The report's author is Rod Campbell.
The CDP is not doing a very good job. It's costing taxpayers more and it's providing disadvantaged job seekers with less than the programs that came before it. So it's really not going very well.
The Indigenous Affairs Minister Nigel Scullion wasn't available to speak to AM. His spokesman says CDP's had high levels of engagement and, quote, criticism of CDP from Labor and its special interest mates would see more taxpayer funds spent on administering sit-down money. Lisa Folkes is from ANU's Centre for Aboriginal Economic Policy Research and she's highly critical of CDP.
People are getting very disillusioned with it, but the other side of it is that when people don't turn up, they get penalised, and those penalties have been at extraordinary levels since this program came in.
A coalition of Indigenous organisations has written to the federal government urging it to suspend serious fines issued to CDP workers. The letter says people, including pregnant women, are going without food for days when they're cut off from payments. Cheryl Axelby is from National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Legal Services.
We call on the minister to implement the urgent reforms Aboriginal controlled community organisations continue to call for and stop these delay and diversion tactics while people losing income are falling further into poverty.
In his response, Senator Scullion called the claims a blatant misrepresentation and questioned why they hadn't been raised with him earlier. The government has launched a review of CDP, but it's not yet clear how the Work for the Dole model might be modified.
Bridget Brennan reporting.